The next tool we're covering to help you with your marketing and social media marketing is used by head office for their posting schedule. Buffer out of the three is a proper social media scheduling and planning tool. It has a lot of tools that the other two don't have. So Facebook Business Suite, you're locked into purely working within the Meta platforms, which is Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and Facebook. With Canva, you can access a lot more social media platforms. However, there are limitations as far as insights and planning 25 posts ahead. With Buffer, this is one of the original social media planning tools. And again, the whole purpose of these trainings and talking about these planning tools and scheduling tools is to ensure that your social media and your marketing is something that you start to plan and it fits properly into your business exactly the same way as doing your books. This training is to show you how to set up a system and a process so that you have your consistent marketing showing up and you can focus on growing your business. This lesson is all about Buffer, and really Buffer has everything that you need as a business owner to grow an engaged audience and get results, and it has a really powerful free plan. It also takes care of time-consuming tasks with the scheduling and the publishing of your posts. It leaves you free to focus on other aspects of your business. Now, as I mentioned, it is one of the OG social media planners and actually has four ranges of pricing based on the number of social media platforms you want to connect to. So you have up to three on the free plan. From there, each additional channel costs $6 per month, and then it goes up to eventually the highest one being the agency, which you guys certainly do not need. But for each additional channel that you add in, it is $6 per month. So you could have three basic ones. So you can have your Facebook, your Instagram, your Google Business Profile. If you wanted to add in Pinterest and you wanted to add in LinkedIn, it's going to cost you $12 a month for those two extra channels. So what we're going to do now is have a look at how you can use Buffer to plan, draft, schedule and auto-publish social media content across all the social media channels that you decide to connect to. Now, one bonus is that Buffer allows you to adjust your posts to suit each social media platform. To get started, you click the blue Create Post button in the top left where it says Queue. This will open up the Composer, which is where you can create your post. From there, you can select the social media channels that you'd like to include by clicking on the avatars at the top of the Composer. If this post is part of a campaign, choose the campaign you'd like to add it to at the top of the Composer. If this is the first campaign that you're actually creating, click the Create Campaign button in the center of the page. If you've already created one or more campaigns, you can click the Create Campaign in the upper right-hand corner. So what's a campaign? A campaign is a group of posts all around a particular topic. You're able to customize your post for each social network that you're sharing to. So if the message is going to be similar for each one, start with a base and then you can copy and paste and start changing from there. From there, you click Customize for each network and then a separate box will appear for each type of social network that you've selected. For example, if you're sharing to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, there'll be three boxes available. You can modify the text for each one, but when it comes to adding media to your post, the options you'll see will vary depending on the social network that you're sharing to. For multi-image posts, images that you attach to your post will appear in the order that you uploaded them. You can arrange the images by clicking the cross on the images, and they will appear in the suggested media area below, and you can arrange them in the order that you would like them to be attached to the post. So once your posts are ready, you've got a couple of scheduling options. You can add to queue, which is the default. Your post will be added to the next available time slot for your posting schedules. The share next means that this particular post will be pushed to the top of the queue and will be the next one published, and everything else underneath will be pushed down. If you've got a free plan, you can't actually use this one. But share now means that your post obviously will be published immediately. And then schedule posts, you choose the custom date and time, which is really the whole purpose of you using Buffer to be able to schedule your posts. Free users can have up to 10 scheduled posts at any one time. Paid users can have up to 2,000 scheduled posts. A couple of things to note though, for carousels, you can upload up to 10 images for both Instagram and Facebook. If you'd like to schedule a post for multiple social accounts at once and click the Customize for each network button, there'll only be a certain number of images permitted per that social channel. So right now, the only ones that really allow carousels are Instagram and TikTok. Carousel posts for LinkedIn. You can publish a post with up to 9 images in a single LinkedIn post. However, there is an issue with publishing LinkedIn carousel posts, and they don't show the same way on LinkedIn. When it comes to link shortening, on the free plan, all links are shortened using Buffly link shortener. And on the paid plan, you've got a link shortener, you can use that. Facebook page and Twitter mentions, you can actually mention other Facebook pages simply by using the at symbol. Start typing the first few letters of the page or the profile, and matching results will actually come up and you can select which one you want. When it comes to TikTok mentions and hashtags, any mentions or hashtags in a caption will display as plain text and not a clickable hyperlink. And hashtags, and this is one of the benefits of going with a paid version of Buffer, because on all the plans, you are able to include hashtags in your post for any social network except for Pinterest. But on the paid plan, they have a hashtag manager, which means you can create groups of hashtags with different names around different topics, adding up to obviously the max 30 that you can have on Instagram that you'd like to include. They also have the first comment option. So when you're doing your post with your hashtags, you can put a couple of hashtags in the main caption, but then put the remaining in the first comment just to clean your captions up so it doesn't look spammy. That is one benefit of using the Buffer paid version. So that's the basic rundown of Buffer. And now with all of these, we will be looking at the analytics in a different lesson. But that's how you schedule posts, and that's some of the benefits of using Buffer. In the next lesson, we will be running through Facebook Business Suite, how you can use the Facebook Business Suite Manager to schedule your content.